Done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the 494 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know 494 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church times God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy, we don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we win in the head, yeah, we win in the head.
What's going on? What's going on, family? We are in here, you already know what it is, 494 Podcast, here on MTMV Sports. I'm feeling it, man. Julius, how you feeling over there, bro?
I'm good, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I'm good, bro.
Ready
to get the week started, you know. Had a good Monday. Ready for my weekend on Thursday, you know. You good?
Here we go. Am I good now?
Yep, I hear you.
My apologies, sir. 494 here on MTMV Sports. I got hit the mute button on. I don't know what happened, but we here, we back, and we got some things to talk about. Definitely want to shout out the rest of the squad first. You know, got Will T, got his figuring some things out. Hope he is good right now, man. And then the Sports Talk with C, you know what it is. Always repping, always killing it, just not feeling the greatest today. So we definitely going to try to hold it down. You know, my viewers, I know y'all love C. Stick with us. Holy us. Okay. We definitely come to talk about basketball. Dudes, tell me what is basketball doing for you right now in the NBA, man?
Giving me a little bit of that's what I do in my leisure time, man. When I ain't working or reading cases and all that stuff, man. I'm locked in on my TV, man. Got three TVs in the basement, got my setup going. I be in paradise down here, dog.
Which the crazy thing is that's not a lot.
Watch basketball. I watch it.
We have looked at I've seen the basement. The basement is definitely for real. And he's posing, making it all look better, putting up TVs and whatnot. The TV already got three screens going, which is crazy to me. But you definitely got that thing going at all times, man. Definitely salute the Will and seeing the absence, man, for sure. Let's get right into this, man. We gotta have this conversation, have this dance. Man, Doc Rivers got another job. I'm really just trying to understand this, and not just any job. They got the Bucks job, the Milwaukee Bucks, who have Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard, and they have championship hopes. This team was a winning team. You know what I mean? This team was they weren't doing bad. Apparently, there were stories that came out about Damian Lillard not really liking the coach. Giannis came out after, like, I don't know what happened. I love the coach. I don't know what the issue is, right? But the question to me is, right, that's still you gotta be like, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, Giannis. Relax, my boy. But tell me this, man. Are the Bucks better for getting Doc Rivers on the sideline?
That's a tough question, man. And I don't like to say better because, I mean, they didn't give Buddy a chance to actually prove himself. I feel like he was, you know, starting to try to hit his stride. They're sitting at second in the East right now, and that's, you know, with – Dame and all the new pieces coming in. Yeah. I just don't think they gave him a fair shot. I don't know what they looked at. I think they trying to treat it almost how like when the Cavs hired Ty Lue in 2016 and end up winning the championship. I guess they looking at it like that. Maybe they looking for experience, but you just hired the man like 7 months ago. Now you got two coaches on your payroll. Still, you got Budenholzer and Griffin on your payroll, along with Doc Rivers, who just did what $40 more million.
Yeah,
they're just throwing out money, man, and not giving people a chance because they're afraid that they're gonna lose Giannis, which I respect, you know.
Yeah, but if you go out and hire the wrong person, is letting go of the coach that your star player basically is saying, I'm okay with it. I was cool with it. I don't know what happened. You're winning. Did you have some ups and downs, mountains and valleys? Of course, we all saw, we watched it, mm-hmm. right? But does that cost, is that winning basketball, not in terms of, you know, Giannis and Dame on the court, is that winning basketball from the organization to say, midseason, we're going to go ahead and knock somebody out, give them Doc Rivers because we really want him. Does that make – I don't think it makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense either, man. I got a question. What do you think Doc Rivers brings to this team?
I think that's a good question. I don't know. I think you have a coach of the year winner, right? He is a coach of the year. He has a championship. I mean, but those winning ways are what? We're 16 years removed from the last time he played a championship game. I think at the same time, you look at the NBA as a brotherhood, a fraternity, this type of thing. Like, so you hire within it. You hire the people you've seen do it and maybe been to the mountaintop. But to me, bro, like, when I look at Doc and I think about, like, what he's done and what he's accomplished, like, I don't know how you just get a straight nod. I don't understand that. You got to explain that to me, bro.
I'm going to play devil. I think, I don't know, maybe Adrian Griffin just wasn't showing the ability to handle the superstars on the team. Maybe it was a little too overwhelming for him. I could be wrong, but when they hired Doc, I immediately said, all right, they probably bringing him in because he used to coaching superstars. He used to having star power on the team and then still getting that respect because, you know, he did it too. And he had the Celtics under his wing and got them boys together to win one championship. But, you know, I don't know.
But that was 16 years ago.
It was 16 ago, bro.
It was 16. And you know he's voted as top 15 greatest coaches of all time. No, right? One ring. I just – say it again.
From one ring.
Yeah, and that's 15 greatest, bro.
A lot of people respect Doc, man. You'd be surprised.
And don't get me wrong, people. Look, I am not saying that he is a bad coach. What I'm saying is when you get to the top of the mountain, right, this thing that like you want to be able to trust the person. Now, does Doc Rivers have respect? No question at all, right? We understand that he does. Obviously, we've seen it, but I just don't understand. Like I read a stat today that he's blown 3-1 leads in the playoffs, 4-3-2 leads, and 1-2-0 lead, and has lost game 7 at home 4 different times. Five because he lost one in the bubble. If you think about the collapse with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
6-10 in game 7s.
Yep.
Like he can get you there, and I get that. I think that's kind of what it is. I had this conversation, like, did you say who respects Doc? My apologies. this is my thing. I had this conversation earlier with somebody. We were talking about the 49ers, right? They're just coming off their conference championship and they are going to the Super Bowl, right? It's like, we're just used to it because you know, we've been there. This is their fourth consecutive NFC championship. Being to that game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the connectivity of a Kyle Shanahan offense, right, Rand, we remember 28-3 Falcons and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. We remember them getting straight to losing the 49ers, losing to the Chiefs just a few years ago in a Super Bowl. That's what I'm looking at when I come to Doc. He's consistently been in the playoffs. He can get the team going, but he never closes the deal.
Never close the deal, bro. I don't know if it's a player issue or what, or if it's an office issue from the office that he's running. I'm not sure, man, but I hope he can get it together out there, man, with Dame and Giannis on his team. They should make it pretty far in the playoffs.
I definitely agree.
Somebody mid-season. They better make it far, man.
You have to at this point. You let him go and you fired the man from his job in the middle of the season with a winning record, which is the crazy part. So that's the part for me where I'm trying to understand, bro, what are we really doing out here? And this is no disrespect to Doc, right? We're just looking at the realization of what he's done and what he's been able to put on the court. We watched him with stars. They've got some chemistry. They got some things going. But when it matters, that's not the coach I'm choosing. That's just me. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to understand that.
I agree. I think they should have stayed the course with Adrian Griffin. But
there's definitely some NBA things we missing. Let's just say that. for sure, man. Now let's get into this, man. I think Doc has a chance. I think he definitely has a chance to get some things done. But we're gonna see how this thing pops out, man. And we're gonna move on to our next segment here, the popularity contest. The producer has called the popularity contest, which it basically is for the starters. That's exactly what it is. When you're talking about voting in by the fans, media, coaches, all this good stuff. What are we looking like? Tell me the starters. Are you surprised at the 10 that were picked? We understand with Bron and Giannis being the captains. We're going back to the East-West versus thing this year. What are we looking for? Were you surprised at anything that we saw from the 10 players that were announced as the All-Star starters?
The only surprise that I had was Trae Young ain't starred, man. the only surprise I had, I didn't think Dame was gonna get in, but I guess I didn't think he was gonna start. I knew he was gonna make it, but
yeah,
I think he been playing all right, but not better than a few players. Brunson, Young, maybe Maxey. Maxey's been kind of declining a little bit lately, but he'll pick it back up. What is popularity contest? Because I'm not understanding. Because hadn't it always been a popularity contest?
Well, the starters, yeah. He's basically just calling it what it is. That's all.
That's what it's always been. Because
the starters definitely are that. The reserves are where you're talking about, where you got to get chosen by. I believe it's the coach, assistant coaches, things of that nature, right? So when you're talking about starters, yeah, and that's the thing. So starters are really a lot of fan votes, obviously, and that's how they get the fans involved and get things going. So the question to me, bro, were you surprised? So was I surprised at Trae? Do you feel like Tyrese Haliburton is playing better, or he or Trae should have got in over Damian?
For me, man, I kind of struggle to find what direction they going with the All-Star game, because I remember back in the day, it used to be the best players in the NBA. It didn't matter their record at the time. It was the best players in the NBA.
For sure.
And then now it's like they throw team success into who makes the play. I mean, who makes the All-Star team. And then it's like your team in first place, then you need to have two or three All-Stars. Like, that's not how it always was, bro.
Yeah.
The All-Star game, the best, supposed to be the best of the best.
Yeah. And
I don't know, man. I just feel like they throwing people in there, man, and not elevating the people that deserve to be starters and or actual All-Stars.
Yeah.
You know?
Trae Young is an All-Star. We get that. He's gonna be in reserve for sure. I'm not sure if I'm putting him over Tyrese and what he's been to accomplish, but also you go with narrative too, right? Like you see Indiana Pacers with Tyrese. We didn't think Tyrese was going to be this, right? I think it's kind of the LeBron effect, right? Like Trae's been doing that with the Hawks for the last, 4 years? 26, 27, 28, 10?
Took them to a conference finals, a game seven. So it's just – it's a recency thing, man. And it's popular not to like Trae Young or whatever, but I don't know, bro. He's done more.
I didn't know you liked Trae this, but this is great. I didn't understand.
Trae Young, bro. He called.
Yeah. Dude, nice. Don't get
on a good team, then watch out. But he's not on a good team. They're not doing him right in Atlanta, bro.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, but when is Atlanta? Nah, I digress. Go mess around, man. That's still my city. Please let me come and watch on the media team. Appreciate that. Let's talk about this Western Conference, man. So we weren't surprised. Giannis, Joel, Tyrese, Damian, Jason on the Western Conference. Shea gets the nod, which definitely is deserving. Dude's playing out of his mind, right? You got Jokic, Bron, Shea, Luka, and KD. Mm-hmm. Are we surprised at all in those five picks?
No, not surprised at all. Not even the slightest. That was like five. Luka, Shea, Bron, KD, and Jokic. Easy, bro. A lot of people mad about Curry not starting, boy.
I mean, it's a lot.
Warrior faithful hot about that. Hot. But who deserve it, though? Shea. Right now, Shea deserves it.
He's number one. Number one in the West?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, at this point, you got to give respect to Curry. Definitely. If it was a true popularity contest, like, Curry would be in there. No question.
don't know. You know what I mean? More votes than them, though.
Just off of Curry. He's Curry. Greatest shooter ever.
But my question is, he didn't get more votes, bro.
That's wild.
I think them bandwagon Warriors fans done left, man, from the early, from the 2016 era. The Warriors fans done jumped ship.
But I'm trying to tell you, man, I like the way they look, bro. I really do. And Shai is leading that squad. And it's young cats, too. You talk about Giddy and Chet and Jalen. Like, these guys are playing, and Shai is leading that group the way that he should. I mean, when you look at those numbers, he's averaging, what, 31 a game right now? 31-6-6?
And
2.5 steals. Bro, You gotta get a nod to him. Let's talk about these reserves, man. What are we predicting from the Eastern and the Western Conference? When you're talking about, like, we obviously know names like Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, Trae Young. Like, what are you expecting from those reserves? And who, like, top of your mind, you're like, I know they're gonna do it.
Well, of course, Trae Young.
Yep.
It's Maxey, of course, Brunson. Jaylen Brown will get in there. Paolo Banchero should get in there as well.
I love that too. Is he in year two?
Yep, second year. He shoot a lot, but he be balling, man.
definitely be all. Give me the Western Conference. You got PG, PG and Paul George. I mean PG and Kawhi Leonard. The last 26 games, they're what? They've won 23 of the last 26, something crazy.
A lot of people say James Harden going to make it, too.
I don't think James is making it.
You don't think so?
I think first year he's not an all-star, bro.
For real?
We got seven players that are going to come and need to fill out the rest of the team for 12. I can give you seven because he's a guard, right?
We seven players, reserves. AD,
so you got three forwards, Curry. Three or four forwards. Yeah, just do guards. You got Curry, Anthony Edwards, PG Kawhi, Devin PG, Booker,
Kawhi Booker. Yeah,
you know what Booker just did.
Is Booker gonna make it though?
I don't know, bro.
You make it. So you still got Sabonis over there too, and De'Aaron Fox.
I don't think James Harden is an all-star.
You're right. He ain't gonna make it. I don't think Jimmy Butler will either.
Now that's crazy. Well, what are his numbers right now? That's the better question.
He played. He averaging like 16 or 17. And you know, if you have all-star game. Unless you're just a strictly defensive player.
No, I feel that. But you think Trey, Tyrese, Jalen, Paolo, Bam, Donovan, Jay, these are people who deserve it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, are we saying they don't? You know what I mean? Like, that's the question.
You think Franz get in?
No.
Franz Wagner. No,
Paolo barely. I think there's too many in front of him for him to get in. And I won't even say too many, but I think about Bam, right? I'm thinking about Jalen, Paolo. The rest really are guards. So I mean, it's hard to say, man. But I don't think he gets in. I think Paolo is the all-star in that squad, and I think Franz will definitely do it, but. You got Jalen, you got Donovan, Tyrese, Trey, Jalen. Man, I don't know.
It'll be tough, bro. Another one that might get left out that probably deserve to make it, Alperen Sengun from the Rockets. Yeah.
For sure.
He deserve it, man. He might get left out, bro. Because
you got 21-5 and 4.5. Shooting 49% from the field from Franz.
Right now, bro.
Franz, I mean, they playing ball. They hooping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing for me, bro. I really want to understand that one, man. I think it's gonna be good. I think we can see it. I think it's gonna be great. There's gonna be some hurt feelings.
It is.
I think James Harden one of those honorable mentions that's not going to be an all-star this year. And he just got to deal with that. You forced your way out, got traded to another team, which is he's done, what, three times now?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we really looking at? You got to go Anthony Edwards. I mean, you got to go Anthony Edwards. You got to go Anthony Davis. PG and Kawhi are leading that team. I mean, you know, Rudy Gobert. I mean,
we forgot about Cat too, though.
You see what I mean? Like, James not gonna be an all-star. He's not gonna be an all-star this year, bro. You heard it here first. 494 here, MTMV Sports, man. I'm trying to tell you, James Harden will not be an all-star this year.
He probably won't be. Another thing, man, about these all-star games, I see a lot of people complaining about the people that's making it, specifically LeBron James. Relax, man. LeBron has the numbers to prove that he's an all-star. Unlike some other people, a lot of people saying he shouldn't start, and then some other people saying he shouldn't make it, but they big up
not certain making people. It?
Yeah, stay big up certain people making all-star off the bench, and then right. They big up another person making all-star after playing 10.
He's the first player in NBA history to make 20.
Amen.
20 all-star appearances. He's been in the league 21 years. One year that he played, and it was probably because he's a rookie. They were rookie? Like,
that's
he
it.
Sit down. Let's not give him all-star yet. Hold on. He got to prove himself. That's probably the reason he didn't make it. But let's be real, man. Come on. That's LBJ, man. You can hate that man. You can do whatever you want. He all-star. That's not even.
Absolutely.
Let's not even do that. And not just an all-star. He's the captain of the all-star. I don't know who else has been the captain when LeBron has been playing basketball. Let's be real here. But look, man, let's get to our honorable mention, man. We get a lot of talk on what the NBA looks like today. What the NBA is doing and the direction that is going into being made international. Obviously, we understand David Stern started this whole thing. And we talk about focusing on stars, making the stars the highlight of the NBA. Adam Silver gets a contract extension out to 2030. I think it's well-deserved. He's obviously made some choices. I mean, everybody hasn't agreed with it, right? But it's basketball, and he's led it, and it's got bigger. It's grown, right? It's an international thing now. You talk about it's getting back into the Olympics and the rest of the world getting better. Like, we are currently being led by a top 10 players in the league. Five or six of them are international players.
Absolutely.
Let's be real about it. These guys are good. Adam Silver, you've done a great thing. So kudos to you, my boy. Had to be an honorable mention, man. Well-deserved contract extension out to 2030. But definitely make sure y'all stay tuned here with us. This is the Full 94 MTMV Sports. We'll be right back. Got to pay some bills, man. You know how it is.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
Shout out to the big homie, man. Definitely one of our sponsors, man. We definitely appreciate that love. He shows the Full 94 as well as MTMV Sports, man. Definitely. I remember my snacks from the retreat every year. You know what I mean? Hey, shout out to you, Zell. Appreciate that, my boy. I always get asked what my favorite snacks is, and I know he'd be throwing in and sponsoring that, man. So I definitely appreciate that for real, man. Let's talk about the game real quick, man. This thing to me, right? We're looking at South Carolina, LSU, one of the two biggest teams that have been talked about, obviously. We had our segment last week, celebrating women's basketball and the feat that coaches have done and what they have done in that arena. The question for me now, bro, looking at this. This is a 76-70 game, right? South Carolina takes it number one, number nine, LSU, the Tigers. You know the big hype. You got Angel Reese. I think the team was led by Anisha Morrow. So Anisa Morrow, this is the thing for me, bro. Angel plays 29 minutes, 15-8-4. And you look at Flo J, she played 40 minutes, ended with 10 points. This is my thing. When you look at the discrepancy in the stats, right? When you're looking at Reese and Flo J and Anissa, like they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double figures, right? We understand South Carolina is just kind of a juggernaut. You know what I mean? Yeah. Staley just got them doing what the heck they want to do. But you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, 5 players from South Carolina who are in double digits, double digit points as well. It seemed like it could have gone either way. LSU went up early, 24-18 in the first quarter, and then it was kind of consistent into the fourth quarter, where the Gamecocks just kind of just turned it on, bro. They end up outscoring them 24-14 in the fourth. The question for me is this what we're going to see? Is this what we can preview in the national championship game? Will we see LSU and South Carolina meet again? And this will just be the two teams we're talking about for the championship.
If you had asked me that on Thursday, I would have told you yes, for sure.
All right.
But LSU just lost tonight to Mississippi State. Like, what are we doing right now, man?
Our next game. Hey, shout out to Don, man, because they said, I think I remember them talking in the post game, and she was like, "How'd you feel about the Boo?" She said, I had a whole arena calling me a nickname. They call me Boo. Like, that's a nice little comment.
Yeah.
Up to me.
Look, man, South Carolina came with it, bro. It was a team effort, and they had, you know, what, 9-10 people playing, and
yeah,
it just overwhelmed them in the fourth quarter. I think that old girl for LSU got to be a little bit better. I think she shot 5 of 13, Haley Van Lith. Yeah, she got to be a little bit better, man. When next time, if they come back and clash again, Angel Reese did her thing.
Yeah, yes or no?
She did her thing. I just think down the stretch, she got to be a little bit better at getting to that foul line and stuff, man. Get posting up, getting to the foul line. But beat Cardozo down there, boy.
But this is my thing, though. Let's talk FloJ and anybody who is a guard for your squad, right? You played 40 minutes of basketball and dropped 10 points. That's a lot of basketball to drop just 10 points. Is that their Achilles heel? Is that somebody not showing up? Is that their X factor if she goes out and gives you 16-20? Like, what does that change when you have a lead guard who plays 40 minutes and gives you 10 points?
I think she might have just been tired, bro, with no lift playing defense over there.
Yeah.
I look at the other girl on the team that shot like what? It was a bad percentage that she shot. I think she hit 1-3. She went 1 for 10 from three or something like that. Michaela Williams.
Yeah.
She definitely got to make some of them open shots because I feel like they was definitely clamping down on Angel Reese, and Angel Reese was dumping it out and they couldn't get anything going.
Yeah,
OJ gonna get right. I mean, she's not gonna be there every game. So
yeah, I definitely when I'm looking at that squad, I'm thinking about what they can do better. And definitely big shout out to C. This is where C shines. And we have loved supporting women's basketball and loving having an advocate like Sports Talk with C on here as an advocate for the full 94. We just love it, man. But when we look at this game and look at the discrepancy in stats, South Carolina has beaten them in almost every statistical category: better field goal percentage, better three-point percentage, better at the free throw line, which both of them weren't good. I mean, South Carolina shot 53% from the free throw line, while LSU shot 44. But total rebounds, they got them on the offensive side by one more rebound, more defensive rebounds, more assists, same amount of steals, same amount of turnovers, more fouls on the LSU team. I think this is going to be a team and a game, players – teams together that we're going to see possibly in the national championship. I think what you're talking about, but if you're taking losses out here in Mississippi State, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like
what I'm saying, bro, I feel like I don't know what happened to them, but
yeah,
maybe they'll get, you know, motivated again once it come that time and make a run just like they did last year, bro. And you know, anything can happen in March. So
you ain't lying. This is the best time of the year. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Absolutely got love, man. Shout out to those squad. Shout out to those teams. Don's still doing her darn thing in South Carolina. LSU, Andrew Reese, Flo J, Michaela. Like, we got to get it together. All right. And I say we is more as like a just it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, we got to make sure you know, that we could do that. This is from Anissa to Angel to Flo J to Michaela. Hey, like, if you're going to play 38 or more minutes, you have to get out there and give you more than 10 or 13 points. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it is, man. But let's get in this to this next thing. This is what I love about the 494, right? Look, and I ain't even go crazy. We're going to do this a little differently, Jules. I figured it was just me and you. So I want to go off the top, bro.
Okay.
But I want to definitely go back and forth, right? Uh-huh. So I do one, I ask you to fill in the blank, and you follow up with one.
Okay. We'll
do maybe 3-4, you know, 5 at the most, and see what we're talking about. We good on time. It's just the two of us, man. Like, why not just have a little fun with it, man? You know what I mean?
Bro.
This is my question. 494, fill in the blank, presented to you by nobody, but y'all gonna keep it going. We're gonna come. We get the sponsorships. Sponsorships going. We're gonna get this whole thing sponsored. I love these segments, man. The first one for me, fill in the blank, bro. Let's start with a softball. I bring a softball. The NBA champions this year will be blank. It make you think, but it's a softball. I figure you know what squad you're looking at.
The NBA champions this year will be blank.
Yeah, man.
Pooh.
It's a lot of teams out there, bro. A lot of teams. Just 30. Ain't nothing crazy.
Boston versus Clippers with Boston finally getting over the hump.
I ain't mad at it. I think they definitely got a nice squad picking up Drew Holiday, picking up Chris Stops. I think it's hard. You know who you want to say.
I know, bro. They not playing right though. I ain't biased like other people say I am.
They're not playing well. That's fact.
Make a trade or something, maybe, but right now,
yeah.
They'll be gone first or second round.
That's a big fact. I saw a big 14 trade they were talking about that I think brought DeJounte, Andre Drummond. I think it was something, and it was like two other people. It was solid, but you needed four teams to do it. So
yeah, that ain't happening, bro. They do this every year around this time for the Lakers. Oh, yeah. They put everybody in a Lakers jersey, man.
I'm proud of you, Drew. Hey, man.
Hey, boys, bro.
Hey, talk to me, man. What you got?
All right. We are in April this year. The Golden State Warriors have finished the season in blank spot. What is your prediction right now? Just to give you a little background, right now, as current standing, they are sitting at 12th in the West.
Father in heaven.
They are one game out of 10th, two games out of 10th.
Okay.
And to not be in the play-in, they are 5 games out.
I got you. Okay. All right. So the teams they have above them, Thunder, I think Thunder's leading the conference, Timberwolves, Clippers, Nuggets, Kings.
Yeah. Suns. And then the play-in.
The Mavericks doing pretty well right now. Or all right.
Pelicans at 7, Mavericks at 8. Then they got Lakers and Utah.
Bro, I don't know, bro. That's Kobe. I think the Lakers find it. I think we move up. I think we finish at best, maybe 6th. I don't think we go higher than 6, if I'm honest.
I don't think either.
I think six is a good year. What we got now, depending on what the trade looks like. I don't think we go on some gigantic run. So I think the teams they're going to have to tussle with really is, I think the Grizzlies, the Blazers, and Spurs are just kind of out. I think we're good there. As we're going to be Rockets and the Jazz. I think they're better than Jazz. I think the Rockets are young.
Rockets, man,
I give them at best. I give them 9th place, bro. I can't even. I think that they're going to be a play-in team. I think putting it together, stringing along those games. I think Curry has to do a whole lot right now. So I go 9th place playing, and then it's anybody's, right? It's one single game, single elimination. But if they're in 9th place, they have to win 2 games to get the 8th seed. So let's just do a hot take right now. You ready, bro?
Go ahead.
ready, man. I think the Warriors make it to the play-in and don't make the playoff. I think they go 10th place.
Ooh.
And you gotta win twice. I think that I'm not sure if they're gonna win back to back.
Gotta win twice.
Seventh and eighth play each other, 9 and 10 play each other, right? So even if they get 9th place, they have to win twice to get into the playoffs. Yep. And you gotta play a better team at 7 than who lost that 7-8 matchup to get in. And then you gotta play the Thunder or the Timberwolves. Even if they make it, they lose it in the first round. So I don't know, bro.
It's gonna be a long season, bro. Unless they make some, I don't know, magical trade, bro. I thought they were gonna get Siakam, but he gone. And
yeah, if they would have got him, they definitely would have made a little run.
Been yeah, like seven, for sure. Like
8 or 7, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they definitely did something. Let's see, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank in today's NBA. The Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks with Doc Rivers, Giannis, and Dame will make it to this round of the playoffs.
Conference finals.
Oh.
I got them going to the conference finals. What are they at, 2 right now?
I think so.
So that means they'll have to play either Boston or the Sixers in the conference finals.
Yeah. Are you really only thinking about what? 3 teams? Celtics, Bucks, 76ers, and Sixers?
That's it.
Are we thinking about? I'm not thinking about
nobody else. Not the Knicks. The Magic good, but yeah.
not the Western Conference.
Yeah, not yet.
It's a different monster. But those teams are getting better. The Knicks and Jalen Brunson are doing well. And I think the Knicks can surprise anybody. Cavaliers on a good night.
Yep.
They got the pieces. We can't never count the Heat out. So I think we're talking about championship contenders, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers. What are you talking about, man?
Real wild. Sing around and lose for no adjustments.
For not making adjustments. That sound like Doc Rivers, my boy. You already know what it is. And this is the thing, man. So we'll see. Yeah, I think that's not bad. I think you got 3 championship contenders and the rest are second tier. Can make some noise possibly, but I'm expecting one of those 3 teams to make it to the NBA Finals.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
Got one for you.
What's good?
First round of the playoffs is over. They're announcing awards. The NBA 2023-2024 NBA MVP is blank.
It's very hard for me, bro.
But keep in mind,
Got
5 more games.
I saw the stat today and I was like,
yeah,
Joel, I can't. Ineligible, you missed 5 more games, bro. Because I think at the end of it, right? You're looking at it, Joel is a runaway favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's at the top of the MVP list. He's the best player in the NBA, hands down. It's not even a question, right? Thing for me is does that. I think those 5 games might hurt him, bro.
I don't think he care. Just going off of the response when he dropped 70 and he was just like, it don't matter. We got to win the whole thing. I think he got a whole mind shift right now. He looking forward to the playoffs.
I appreciate it.
He'll be scared, bro.
Don't really care no more. Give us a long playoff run or chip instead. Folks going to know the real. That's what his mindset is right now.
Yeah.
I think you got to look at that and really, really be good on that. And like you really got to stand on that.
Who your runner up then?
I mean, if they stay top 2, bro,
gotta be Shea, huh?
Gotta be SGA. So gonna get even a PR issue because you can't justify the numbers stay up. Yeah, facts. It's a big facts. It's gonna be really hard, but I think ineligible. That's gonna hurt. Right. I mean, going back to back and then going to win a championship, that's a nice little season, man. Not too many folks do that. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be dope. Let's get this last question and be done, man. Fill in the blank. What is The ceiling for Anthony Edwards is blank.
The ceiling in Minnesota?
Just period.
Yeah, the ceiling for Anthony Edwards in Minnesota is probably... That's tough, bro.
Tough.
I just don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to get a lot of all-stars, a lot of, you know, points if he stay healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win out there, man.
He's
not going to be the face of the league, man.
That's a ceiling. That's a ceiling, though.
Got to stop that, bro.
That's a ceiling, though. Right.
Luka Doncic is 25.
I mean,
Luka Doncic is 25.
He's going to be a close honorable mention. I think if Adam Silver is smart, he's going to go to International Park for the face of the league.
Nah, he can't, bro. Not with Rudy Gobert and Cat on that team. They're going to have to make some adjustments, bro. Some trades. That's who need to be moving somebody right now.
They ain't a lot.
They need to move Gobert and get Anthony out with some help out there, man.
Well, Rudy, defensively, bro, it's hard. AR is already one of their faces. His charisma does it.
He had that little issue in the offseason where he said what he said, but, yeah. You know.
I ain't mad at it. Yeah. They can make some trades for sure.
I feel like he's gonna be like Tracy McGrady minus the injury.
Oh.
Great player in the league, probably arguably some seasons the best.
Yeah,
but he's just not gonna be able to win it.
We gotta see it, man. Lot we talked about today. Doc Rivers going to Milwaukee, seeing what they're gonna do with that squad. Popularity contest, aka the All-Star game. We have seen some good things. Curry not being a starter is crazy. We talked about the Warriors possibly not making the playoffs. It's wild. Shout out to Adam Silver and that extension. LSU versus South Carolina. Absolutely love it. Trade Rudy for AD, 2 picks. In the- Chill out, man. Chill out, bro.
This you big dog.
And a good little joint fill in the blank. I think I like this, Judas. How you feel about it?
I'm liking it, bro.
Like that? I think we can do this moving forward. We get a couple questions from each of us. That filling the blank gonna be tough, bro. I really love that. Look, man, we love the support from y'all, man. If y'all want to support us any way, shape, or fashion, follow us on 494 Podcast, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can even support us financially if you wanted to. Cash App, 494 Podcast. Don't forget the dollar sign in the front. Support the squad, man. You definitely got the big umbrella above us in MTMV Sports. Shout out to them as always, man. You know where to find us every Monday. Be back next week. Love it, Will. We appreciate you, bro. Every week, 8:30, 494. We're going to talk about it, man. Love absolutely what we got to. Straight for the aunties. Will, get off of here, man. Get off of here, bro. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all keep tuning in. Check out the shorts. Check out the pages. We always doing, always moving something, man. Julius, Jew _ chasing dreams. Shout out to the squad. I am Miles Austin. Mr. Teddy Farrell and Sports Talk with C. Shout out to the squad as always. Much love. Love y'all. We're going to see y'all next week, man. Be easy.